The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
And then you wake up, and it's morning, and you all can have 1/4 of your hit points.
I don't do that.
No, well, then you have no hit points.
What's a quarter of a
one? It's one.
That's not right. Four. It's not a quarter either.
You say a quarter is around three.
It's three, Lucas. He wasn't kidding.
Yeah, three.
Oh, it looks like you wrote two.
I got two.
So you guys struggle to get up.
Cool.
You have clearly laid in the dirt all night.
So long rest?
Did not count as a long rest. You are all barely alive. And you should be dead.
So let's take a long rest. How about that?
We probably should not just do that here.
Oh. Let's go back to the tavern.
You seem to remember...
Gate's locked.
You seem to remember...
Check.
You seem to remember a faint voice, or maybe you hear it now. You all kind of get the idea that someone's saying, I hope you've learned your lesson.
Okay. So, okay, out of game. Is this Cody's benevolence, or is this supposed to have happened?
The dead body we came across was not chewed apart. So, essentially, the same thing happened to him. He just didn't survive through. A little column A, a little column B. I mean, a little column A, a little column B. I mean, he could have killed us, and we could have done new characters. Or he's taking a little mercy on us, putting some effort into these characters. And
the total number of hit points for those is in the same ballpark as... Well, I was going to reveal a spoiler, so I'm not going to do that. Is in the same ballpark as a climactic battle that perhaps you had at the end of Horde of the Dragon Queen. So
we were not. Yeah, we could have taken those.
Yeah, there was really no way.
We have outran?
Did you try?
No. Well, yeah, we did until Fucko stopped.
You guys can continue. You are laying in the dirt, barely alive.
And it's night, and we shouldn't be in these fucking woods all night.
Morning.
No, it's. Well,
it's morning, you're right.
Everybody roll me a nature roll.
You did say it was morning.
Can I do survival?
No.
Nature?
Yeah.
5.
12.
8.
12.
For
yep, you guys are in nature.
For Colossus and Lestat, you both realize that your internal clock and everything's telling you that it's morning. But again, it's just haze. It's fog. It's damp.
It looks the same as the previous day.
Absolutely. In fact, if you didn't know that the sun should be up, you wouldn't be quite sure that the sun was legitimately up.
Okay.
So what would you gentlemen like to do?
I want my fucking sunlight spear from the other
Too bad you didn't throw it off in a place that would be useful for this other character to pick it up.
In the middle of the night, yeah. Like, I lit it and just tossed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Need to find some shelter.
Yeah. Continue on the way we were going.
What other choice do we have? We don't know if the gate's open, and we ran really far away from it. We can try to go back.
Yeah, it would only take you a few minutes to walk back there. I mean, it's just out of sight. You could probably walk a few minutes and be able to see it. If you wanted to.
So we could double back, which is another 5-hour walk back to the tavern. Or we could just keep going and see what else tries to kill it.
Yeah, that's if it's not locked.
Yeah, we don't know if it's locked. We do know they're closed.
Yeah, it's locked.
What about the shiny medical box?
Do you have anything that can heal us?
No.
Okay.
Cool.
So, 2 spells. That's it.
Right. So
I don't get my channel divinity till next level.
I mean, I guess we can go check the door. Check the gate.
So we can go back to the original gate.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys start walking back to the gate.
Open?
As you walk towards it, it appears to be closed.
Is it locked?
Are you walking all the way up to the gate to check it?
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't even appear to physically be able to be opened. It's not like it's locked. It's now a solid portcullis.
We're stuck. So
cool.
Keep going down the routes we were in. I don't think we should make a route.
What?
I kind of think we should really make camp. Roll Arcana on this door.
Because I have Arcana.
Oh, you don't?
He doesn't study it.
Not
he just does
based.
It.
I'm charisma based.
Is my Arcana higher than yours? It is.
I'm sorry. My mic presence is not working.
19 on Arcana on the door?
You don't seem to notice that it's inherently magical.
Okay. Well, you want to try to make camp by this door? Rest for the night?
I would like to, like, roll survival and make a fucking lean-to and figure out how to huddle up safely.
That's fine. You can roll survival if you want.
17.
You can definitely construct a lean-to. There's more than enough materials here. You wonder if it's a safe idea to do it in the hunting ground of dire wolves.
It took them.
So all right. Continue down the pathway that we were originally on then, because apparently that's the only way to go, right?
No.
Hey, you can bolt off into the woods if you want.
Or into the woods.
I said go to the path, though.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, if we're all beat up and shit out of the woods, we're going to have to make con rolls all the time, and we ain't going
to
live.
Five more dire wolves come out. One,
I won't have
one a little punch drunk.
I can traverse rocky terrain.
Wow, very good. What about woodsy terrain?
I would assume tomato tomorrow. Now he rolls low.
Yeah, but is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Now we can pick and choose what's good and bad.
I'm gonna be a warlock next time.
What a familiar.
No, because if a character does die, the game is going to get very, very interesting. There are one of two ways that it's gonna go down. Okay, you guys walk for.
How much? 5 hours?
No.
Hey, did we get any experience points for the one wolf we did kill?
Sure.
How many?
You actually want me to look?
Yeah. I want to keep track of this shit.
It's probably like 20 total.
It's fun. We killed something with double the hit points of us combined.
Just to give you an idea, that kill would actually give you 50 experience points apiece.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can mark it down if you want. It's a sixth of the way to our second level.
You guys walk for, just FYI, because I did look this up.
You didn't say fly. That weirds me out now.
What's the pace that you guys are setting?
Comfortable.
Haggard?
You can choose slow, medium, or fast.
Medium.
Bedraggled.
Okay. You can cover roughly 3 miles an hour if you're on the road. Okay. So, after about 45 minutes of walking, you notice that the woods open up, okay. And they sort of recede back to both sides. As you see spread out before you, it's now noon, as you look up and it's still, a cloud-covered haze.
Why am I looking in the monster man? Does he want to kill us?
I really don't.
Yeah, every time you touch that book, I want to cry.
You sort of notice, you hear... You hear a babbling of water off to the side, and you realize that there's actually a decent-sized river maybe half mile away, and the river flows as clear as a blue winter sky through the valley. As you realize, you've sort of opened up on a valley. The trees are sort of higher terrain. You've come out into a nice, open valley. You can see a small village ahead of you.
Let's go to the village.
And you can see off in the distance... There is...
Three black dragons.
You can see that there is a massive, almost cliff face, probably 1,000 feet into the air. And there appears to be probably a building or something at the top of that. It's hard to see from here. What else was I going to do? And you can proceed onward if you like. It would probably take you another... Actually, it didn't take you long to get out of the woods. It only took you about 30 minutes to get out of the woods. You think it's probably another... 45-minute to hour walk to get to the village.
Let's go to the village. It's the safest place I can see.
Sure.
And
I like that idea.
Yeah, maybe we can find a place to rest.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Tall shapes loom out of the dense fog that surrounds everything. The muddy ground underfoot gives way to slick, wet cobblestones. The tall shapes become recognizable as village dwellings. The windows of each house stare out from pools of blackness. No sound cuts the silence except for mournful sobbing that echoes from the streets at a distance.
Mournful sobbing.
So as you guys enter the streets, you notice that actually the way the village is set out from where you're coming from, there's sort of a nice straight path that you can tell that goes all the way through town, you know, sort of the center of town. And then you can tell it sort of branches at about 4 points across. And so you do hear some soft sobbing in the distance. And then you do recognize another voice. Sort of a haggard voice. Perception checks, actually.
20.
18.
9.
18.
So everyone except Lestat, for everyone except Lestat, you hear and actually see, she just sort of a hunched woman carrying a basket, and she seems to be going from door to door. She just sort of came out of one of the crossroads, and you hear, pastries for sale! Who wants pastries? As she's knocking on the doors.
That's a voice that we recognize?
No.
You said familiar.
You said familiar.
Yeah.
I said familiar?
You guys really said familiar voice.
Said familiar voice.
Because like the only person we met was the weird messenger guy.
Yeah. Familiar voice.
You said that.
I mean, that's fine. I did not mean to say familiar voice.
Okay.
What he meant was
he meant familial.
No, like a vampire. Familiar.
Oh.
Mm.
But, kill the slay.
Slay the witch.
So you notice her creeping in between the row houses. She's still a ways down. She's well into town, but you sort of hear that soft cry from the old cronish woman as she moves about the buildings. I'm assuming you guys are going ahead and enter town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any place that looks like an inn?
Not that you can tell. It may be on the other side of town. But he's
traverse until we find something that looks like an inn or a tavern.
Well, can we ask the old lady?
Yeah,
we could. As you walk into town, you sort of hit the very first crossroad. So it's only, you know, like, so you've got the first row of houses, you step in, and there's that first crossroad. And as you get to that first crossroad, a soft whimpering draws your eye towards a pair of children standing in the middle of the otherwise lifeless street. You see two children, one taller, dressed in relative finery, though nothing that you've ever really seen before. She's probably about 10, 11, something like that. And there's a smaller boy holding a stuffed teddy bear who's crying. She's attempting to shush him. Shush! Shush! Stop it! Stop it! Don't make a scene! And they're about 20-some feet away from you.
Are they looking at us and crying? Or...
Not at the moment. Okay. I mean, he's sort of on the street.
Because weirdly, we're not the most horrible thing they've seen, it would seem.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
They're sort of standing on the corner, and like I said, she's shushing the boy. So she's kind of got her back turned to you, and you can see the tears running down the young boy's face. The young boy's in a cloak, weeping.
Can we see the old woman, too?
Not anymore. You would assume that she's sort of...
Okay, did anybody open any of the doors that we watched her go to?
No. You saw her sort of maneuver, and then she's sort of moving back and forth in between the houses, so you assume she turned down an alley or a spot between houses. The only people in this town of... You would estimate, because you came from the valley, so you'd be able to see it, you would see several hundred homes.
Right.
So in this town of several hundred homes, all you see is this little boy and girl in the corner.
I approach.
As you approach, probably your foot falls or something, the young girl turns around, and she... She's like, do you want to know a secret?
Sure. You're crazy. It's like,
there's a monster in our house. And she points down the street. And as she does that, the little boy bursts into tears again.
What kind of monster? The kind you don't have enough HP for.
I'm
not talking to you.
I don't know. We weren't allowed. It's in the basement. We don't know. But it screams. It's
It screams. We can't sleep because of its screams.
Where are your parents?
They're in the house.
With the monster?
And you just see them nod their heads.
All right.
Are we close enough to hear this conversation?
I assume so, yeah. You guys are...
Yeah.
Are your parents alive?
You see the little one nods again.
What are your names?
She's like, my name is Rose. He's like, well, my name is actually Rosvalda. But I like being called Rose. Will you call me Rose?
Sure.
She's like, and this is my brother. And she sort of pokes him. My name is Thornbold.
And he sort of cries into his teddy bear.
Rose and Thorn.
You look strong. Will you do something about the monster in our house?
Depends on if you have some healing potions.
Was that in character? Did you say it to the orphans?
I need help. We all need help.
Did you say it to the children?
Out of game.
Which house is yours?
They point again to a tall brick row house that has seen better days. Its windows are dark. It has a gated portico on the ground floor, and the rusty gate is slightly ajar. It's down at the end of the road.
Since we didn't eat our rations yesterday for dinner, I give the remainder of my yesterday's rations to the children, and I approach the house.
You see them hold it.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
You can call me Bozak.
Thank you, Mr. Bozak, sir.
Mrs. And Bozak.
Mrs. Bozak,
or
sir.
Miss,
what? You see that she tries to curtsy or something, you know, and she kind of smacks him and he sort of inclines his head like a nice bow, but it doesn't quite get accomplished.
It's okay. We all look the same.
Wow. Anyone else?
I'd rather find a place to rest than deal with this right now.
Lucas, make me a perception check.
22.
You notice that, like a thick blanket, the fog has rolled in, and you can't see the direction where the old woman was anymore. It seemed to have almost vanished into thin air.
Okay.
Behind the mist.
Is that the direction that he's heading?
No, not at all. There seems to be no mist in between you and the house.
Okay. But the rest of the village, or at least one side of the village, seems to be cloaked.
Yeah, it's the fog is definitely rolling in and thickly blanketing the rest of this town for which you do not know what it is.
Okay.
So we came...
Looks scary.
Into town, of one direction.
Yep.
We came to a four-way.
It was really more of a three-way, but yes.
So one way there's fog, and the other way is the house.
Yes, so the way you came in, say, from the east, okay? You came to a road facing north, and the road continued west, okay? You guys stopped at that street corner, talked to the kids. Matt is now headed north towards the house. Lucas, who is sort of hanging back from this conversation, is probably closer to the crossroads, because the kids were kind of a little ways from the crossroads. He's starting to look off, and it's like the fog is rolling in and just causing the houses to disappear.
I will follow Matt.
Okay. You follow Ms. Bozak.
Fine. Dragonborn farts. Ladies don't fart. just my scales rubbing together.
These two have started walking off in the direction of the row house that the children indicated. The tiefling is sullen.
I'm following just very sadly.
Okay.
Very tired.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
No, I'm going with.
Okay. You follow along. As you guys walk to the end of the street, they sort of follow along with you. And you guys go to the row house.
Now, while you were gone, I noticed that half the village was suddenly cloaked in thick fog.
What half?
Where the old lady went.
Yeah.
The other half we're not going towards.
Apparently.
We're heading north.
Okay.
Are you?
But it's a rolling fog, so it couldn't be reaching us.
Lucas, do you mention this in game, or are you just letting him know because he was out of the room?
Yeah, no, I'll mention that to everybody. Hey, look at that fog.
Perception checks.
For me too. Or
everyone.
21.
11.
19.
At the notion of this, you all look around, and you now see that the crossroads that you just left have been evaporated into fog. Fog is seeming to roll in around you and creep around
except for where
the doorways.
Awesome.
So the fog is railroading us into
this. Knock on the door.
It's actually, so it's a portico, so it's not a door proper. It's an iron gate in front of the door. So you would have to, you would open the iron gate, you would step in 5 feet to the door itself. So you need to get through the iron portico.
Okay, I try to open the portico.
It creaks open.
I listen before knocking.
You see that oil lamps hang from the portico ceiling by chains, flanking a set of oaken doors.
Are they lit?
Nope.
Okay, do I hear anything in the house?
Nope.
I knock on the door.
Rap, rap, rap.
I wait 30 seconds. Rap, rap, rap again. Don't want to be rude.
Yep.
Anything?
Nope.
Kids still out in the street?
They followed us.
Did they?
They seem to be standing. So obviously, you guys know, everyone knows what I'm talking about when I talk about a row house, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, tall, narrow building. This building is actually, you would say, I mean, it's easily livable, 3 stories. It's got a balcony up above this portico where you're at on the second floor. Big gable ends. And so there would be like a little courtyard out in front, right? Be a little bit of maybe stonework or something, kind of separate the yards from yard to yard. You notice the kids are still standing out on the sidewalk, and they don't seem to have any intention of going towards the house.
Is the door unlocked?
You try it?
Yeah, I'm checking it.
It, like a well-oiled door, just glides open.
What do I see?
You see sort of a grand foyer. Sort of a 10x10 hallway, 15x10 hallway, leading straight forward to another double set of doors. You notice that this is sort of what you might consider a mudroom, but this is lavishly decorated, so it is more of an entrance hallway than a, you know, mudroom, but you could see it probably served that purpose before.
Is there anything else in there? It's just an empty room?
Well, I'm assuming Matt opened the door and looked in. No. You do see that there are oil lamps on the inside, so it could be lit.
Okay. I knock on this door.
Okay, so you step in, as you come on in, you see that the south wall of the foyer has a shield emblazoned with a coat of arms. It is flanked by framed portraits of stony-faced aristocrats. The mahogany frame double doors lead from the foyer into the main house, and they are set with panes of stained glass.
These portraits, are they named?
They are not.
What is the crest?
The crest appears to be a stylized golden windmill on a red field.
The Dutch?
Yeah.
Freaky deaky Dutch.
Didn't you ask the kids their last name? It's Yoder.
No. Really?
Did you ask him?
No.
Okay. Well, now you never know.
Can I yell back at them? They're fucking 15 feet away.
Yeah, I suppose.
Hey, what's your last name, Rose?
She's like, my name is Miss Rosvalda Durst.
How's Fred?
He's dead.
Fair enough. Fred Durst died?
No, not really.
Okay.
If he suddenly dies in the time we record this and then comes out, I do apologize.
To the state of Fred Durst.
Yeah.
The trailer and the... I'm sorry.
I was actually going for a
Cody Fred's... did it.
Yeah, I did. I actually was going for a Fred Zed... or Fred's dead, Zed's dead thing from Pulp Fiction. It didn't really come across very
it's
well.
It's okay.
Because I didn't say baby at the end of it. Fred's dead, baby.
Anyway.
Yes.
I open that door if it's unlocked.
It is.
Excellent. Now what do I see before me?
You notice that this is a wide hallway. So this is probably what you consider a large body of the house. So you're opening these double doors, right? To your left is a grand fireplace. To your right is a staircase that seems to be spiraling up. A nice wide circular staircase. So this room is 15
by... What was to the left?
Fireplace. So this room is, say, 15 by 30. You can see doors across the hall. You can see doors on the same wall that you're sharing with it. There's a black marble fireplace at one end and a sweeping red marble staircase at the other. Mounted on above the fireplace is a longsword, and that there are wood-paneled walls ornately sculptured with vines, flowers, nymphs, and satyrs. The decorative paneling follows the staircase as it circles upward to the second floor. And you would see there are, from what you can see just standing in right there, you can see two doors across the way and one sort of to your right sharing the same wall, you know. So when you walked into the entryway, right, you would have walked past part of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the front room or whatever. There's a door to that as well. Otherwise, you just see a nice grand foyer.
And it's lit? Like, is there fire in the fireplace? What's going on?
No, there's no fire in the fireplace. You could see maybe one or two oil lanterns are lit. The house is actually pretty dark. It's actually going to be hard for you to see many details without beginning to provide your own light.
I light one of my torches.
Even with dark vision?
Well, not for you, but the guy without dark vision was asking me questions.
That's fair.
I rolled my eyes at you.
I thought.
Damn. I light one of my torches and call out Mr. and Mrs. Durst.
You hear the house settle and groan, as only old houses can do, that sort of cry of despair standing against the elements.
You said there was a spiral staircase and a marble staircase?
It's one massive red marble staircase that spirals up.
It only goes up?
Yes.
Doesn't go down?
No, sir.
There are other doors in this room that may lead to other rooms?
Oh, absolutely.
That might lead to the basement that they say is the monster in
there? Mm-hmm. Just me.
I'm thinking the monster is... This is out of the game. I'm thinking the monster is the girl that got bit by the vampire. She's dying a painful death. I thought maybe this is the mayor's house. Sounds opulently decorated.
Give me.
Thoughts?
I don't think that's right at all. We're in the Durst house.
Yeah, I know. If we're to trust these children.
You turn around and they have fangs and they bite you.
Fuckers. Okay, I mean, I'm... Does anybody have any opinion here?
Are you moving...
You're kind of leading the party, so...
Are you moving farther into the main hall? Sort of this main foyer?
Sure.
I need to be sure I'm naming these things.
I go up to the fireplace. Is there wood set?
Sure, there's some wood there.
I firebolt it.
Why don't you just use a torch in your hand?
Oh, I use the torch in my hand.
Make me a survival roll.
21.
Boom. The fire is now lit. It is cheerily crackling, and it provides a bit of warmth to the otherwise cold room.
What are you laughing at?
You see that?
You have fire in your hand. I'm going to spray fire.
For yeah, I got fire that comes out of my hand.
It's you notice getting this close that the
when we were on the road, I'm sorry, just out of game. Well, when we were on the road, I meant to try Firebolt again and see if it still looked like the desiccated dragon.
Oh.
But I forgot till we got to the city.
That's
so did... No, he didn't.
Yeah,
I never did, so I don't know.
You notice that now that you're up close, you see that longsword that's sort of ornately hanging above it.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that there is also sort of an embossed windmill on the hilt of that sword.
Is Durst a Dutch thing? I'm just curious.
We call it Fred. That must be
as you guys enter the room, you do see that there are a total of 5 doors on this floor. 4 are all in the wall opposite. 4 are all on the wall opposite. There is one back that shares the same wall. And the two of them are side by
side. Room wrong.
I don't... I mean, he said 15 by 30, and he said it was a long hallway, so I thought it was narrow. I don't know.
Opposite of the fireplace?
No, opposite of the fireplace is the stairwell. The fireplace, as you come in, is on your left. The stairwell is on your right.
Right, and these doors are where?
These doors are straight across from you.
So, yeah.
So there are 2 straight across that are actually on the same plane. When you come into the room a little bit, the other 2 are actually sort of around the corner, like a short 5-foot hallway, and they're... around the side. The
problem without having a map when you're trying to draw what he's talking about.
You know? That's fine. As long as you get close.
He said there were 5 doors in a 15 by 30 or thing. 5 doors on the 15-foot wall doesn't really work.
No, that's because there are 2 doors across from you. Short hallway where there are 2 doors down there. And then one on the same wall. Hallway.
Yeah, I mean, are they...
You didn't walk into that room yet.
Are those two doors,
well, you said that there's five doors we can see.
Yeah, once you walked into the room,
are those doors. Two doors, like, double doors? Like, they're together? Or they're two
no.
Separate?
Okay. One going to the east and one going to the north.
Okay. I just drew four doors. I don't even care where they're at.
It doesn't matter. You want that extra 5 foot step in any direction? Just preparing you for a castle, should you make it.
Is this room comfortable and we don't hear any screams?
Absolutely.
It's nice and warm now.
The fireplace is quite cheery.
Let's take a nap.
Kind of what I was thinking.
I mean, if there really is a monster in the basement, do you want to be on the direct floor?
Above it?
Above it?
You want to go upstairs?
When there are stairs to go even higher.
Well, let's go upstairs.
Are you headed upstairs?
Sure.
Okay.
Got my torch.
All right. You climb the spiral staircase. As you climb the spiral staircase, you go to a very similar hall. You're carrying your torch, right? Are you in the lead?
Sure.
So let's establish a marching order, just in case it's important. So Matt's first.
Which one's Matt? That one?
Yep. Who's next?
I'm next.
Okay.
Me.
And then Lucas in the back. Cool.
Kind of how we always usually walk, it seems.
No, I'm usually in the middle.
Last chain in the front. It can't be good.
So as you go up the stairs, Matt, you actually see that this also has a similar hall, or it's a similar hall as before, so it's the same floor plan.
How easy is it for a 7'7" guy to walk up a spiral staircase?
Not easy. Okay. For game terms, I mean, unless he's doing something ridiculous and rolls a 1, it's not going to come into play. I mean, most places are 8 foot tall, so I'm sure he's used to only having, like, this much space.
I just imagine you're, like, really crouched while you're walking.
He is, but mechanically it doesn't affect him because he's still medium.
Right. This is funny.
So as you climb the spiral staircase, you do realize that the spiral staircase does go up to a third floor. But as you come out on this landing, you realize it's the same floor plan as below. So it's another 15 by 30 room. And you see this time that there are just two doors, a set of double doors to the north, a set of double doors to the south. You see that the...
Is that...
Unlit oil lamps are mounted on the walls of this elegant hall, hanging above the mantelpiece. So there's sort of a, you know how you can stack fireplaces kind of to use a similar chimney? So you do see another fireplace, which would be directly above that other fireplace. You see a portrait hanging above this one. And the two sets of double doors you see on each side are flanked by suits of armor. Each suit of armor clutches a spear and has a visored helm shaped like a wolf's head.
Who's in the portrait?
You gonna walk over there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, as you walk over there, you see that it appears to be a portrait of what you assume is the Durst family. You see Rose and Thorn. You see two adults in the portrait. And then you see cradled in the father's arms is a swaddled baby, which the mother regards with a hint of scorn.
Okay, so screams, baby.
Is the...
Ghost baby. Great.
You also know... Are the faces of the adults the same as the portraits downstairs?
No. Give me somebody. You make intelligence-based rolls.
Do the eyes follow us?
They do.
Intelligence? Just straight intel.
Yeah, just roll an add your modifier.
19.
10.
10. 9. Oh, I'm sorry, 9.
For Pither, it seems like you realize at looking at it that obviously you're seeing children with parents. And the portraits you saw downstairs seemed older, so likely you would assume, but some of the same sort of hawkish features that were reflected in the kids are reflected, so you'd assume that they're ancestors of the Durst family.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know that for sure, but you would assume it. You also notice that there are the two sets of double doors to the left and to the right are elaborately carved with images of dancing youths.
Did you say youths?
Does this portrait look like funny? Like as if something could be behind it? Like
funny.
You can roll an investigation, perception, whatever you'd like to do.
What do you mean, funny?
17 perception?
No, you don't notice anything strange about the portrait.
I'm looking for a safe.
Logic would tell you if there's a fireplace there, then that means that there's likely a chimney behind it. So we
it's in the fireplace. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I thought it was normal.
Is this fire set as well?
No. I mean, obviously you can hear the updraft of the fire you set below, but no, it is not.
So is there kindling wood around?
Sure.
I build a little fire.
All right.
Light it with my torch. I light it with my firebolt.
Roll your damage on your firebolt.
House explodes.
Just the damage?
Yeah, I just want to know how good of a firebolt you threw. Because, I mean, if you throw a wimpy one, then it won't light. If you throw a decent
six.
One, it kind of sputters and sparks and kind of, it takes a little bit of encouraging. You throw it, and then you're kind of like, oh, crap, and you kind of move the logs, and it lights.
Now, was my firebolt weird?
Yes, it was.
Still desiccated dragon skull?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I'm going to check out the suit's armor.
Okay.
Scooby's hiding in
don't order. Sound so excited about it, Jeffrey.
Jeff looks tired.
Do you want to perceive the suits of armor, or do you want to just... Are you investigating the
I'll perceive.
Okie dokie.
It's about midnight, man. You want to call it tonight?
We'll get there.
Okay. We're going to find some stuff. What do we perceive, Jeff?
Probably very little. 10.
10. You don't notice anything strange.
What are you checking out?
Suits of armor.
I'll do that, too. Worse.
Okie dokie.
Go to one of the doors with the dancing youths carved into it.
There's
roll
a
me,
third floor. If you want
roll
to
me a perception check.
Perky 7.
Okay. Which one are you going to? The one to the north or the one to the south?
North. Feels like I'm going uphill.
I'll go to the one to the south. Nat 20.
A nat 20 on a perception check?
Yeah.
You realize that the youths aren't dancing. In fact, the carved images are not of joy. It's actually of terror, in that they appear to be not dancing so much as fighting off bats with giant fangs.
We walked into Hell House.
Would you like to roll me one of those fancy wisdom checks?
Man, you can't hurt him for getting a nat 20.
I'm taking that into account.
Oh no, he saw all the 16. Horrible shit.
it's a little unnerving because it's like one of those almost magic eye things. You glance at it from one angle, and you're like, oh, they're dancing. Oh my god, no, they're being terrified by giant bats.
Does he pee a little?
No, he's not terrified, but it is creepy. It is unbelievably creepy.
Cool. This game's gonna give us nightmares.
I don't hear anything from through the doors, though.
No, sir.
I will open them or try to open them.
You were heading to the south, right?
Yes.
Okay. You open the doors. You open the doors into a large front room. This actually, you can tell. Excuse me, I lied. The balcony's on the third floor, not the second floor. So you're opening out towards the front of the house. South is downward. So south was where the front door was. You notice, actually, that this is an incredibly large room. You might even call it a conservatory. Gossamer drapes cover the windows of this elegantly appointed hall, which has a brass-plated chandelier hanging from the ceiling. Upholstered chairs line the walls, and stained glass wall hangings depict beautiful men, women, and children singing and playing instruments. You notice that a harpsichord with a bench rests in the corner. Near the fireplace is a large standing harp. Alabaster figurines of... I already started saying it, but you don't have a light source, do you? You can't see in the dark.
Right now.
You can see that there are alabaster figurines on the mantelpiece. The fireplace is clear at the east end of the room, so it's not sharing the same wall as all the other fireplaces. You can see that there are statues on top of the mantelpiece at the far end. So the harpsichord is sort of directly across from you and to your right. The harp is at the far end. You see some nice chairs. As if there's plenty of room here for dancing and revelry, though now it is cold.
I approach the harp.
Well, you were heading the opposite way.
Oh, I was. You're right. I'm sorry. So 30 feet across. Okay. Never mind. I have a proficiency in music as an outlander.
Fair enough.
I have a lute.
You two haven't said anything. Would you two like to investigate anything, go anywhere, do anything?
I'll follow him.
You're next to the other room.
So you're going into the conservatory, or you're following Matt?
Apparently, follow me in one of the bathrooms.
Okay.
So I'll walk into the conservatory.
You are in the conservatory.
Okay. I see a little better in the dark. What do I see?
You see exactly what I described to him. Although it appears that the figurines you could see, they seem to be in outstretched poses as if they are dancing.
Okay. Do they look like they're dancing, or do they look like they're in terror?
You wouldn't know. You didn't see the carvings on the door.
I couldn't see that when I walked by.
No, because you already failed when you looked at the door before.
Actually, I looked at the suit of armor.
Yes, you did. They were next to the door. That was for what the roll was for.
Gotcha.
Are there other doors?
No, this is just one big hall, the two doors you came in, surrounded by windows.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to open the other doors.
Well, Matt's in front of him, so Matt gets first call dib at those doors. Would you like to open those doors?
Upstairs, yeah. And then the stairs just keep going and going, and then there's never-ending floors because it's night floors.
Whatever happened to Abby?
I don't know. Never found out.
Nope, you didn't. I love Matt's look of confusion because he doesn't listen to any of our other podcasts.
Or when we talk about them several times.
So is this suit of armor something that would be useful, or is it ornamental?
It's ornamental.
Okay.
The suit of armor.
I open the door I'm in front of.
You open the door
that I think people are dancing on. And I'll follow him. I'll follow Matt.
You'll follow
Bozak.
This is about a...
She's a right proper lady.
This is about a 15 by 20 room, except that you step in and there's sort of like a bit of a landing, and then it opens more into the full room. And you have walked into a library. Red velvet drapes cover the windows of this room. An elegant mahogany desk and a matching high back chair face the entrance in the fireplace, above which hangs a framed picture of a windmill perched atop a rocky crag. Situated in corners of the room are two overstuffed chairs. Floor-to-ceiling bookshelves line the wall. A rolling wooden ladder allows one to more easily reach the high shelves.
I scan the first, whatever row of books.
Okay. So you start looking at the row of books. You see, do you have any education-based stuff, Matt, at all?
Like, education-based?
Yeah, and I need an, toss me, you're examining the books, right?
Yeah.
An int-based roll, please.
Just what? I'm
sorry? An intelligence-based roll, please.
Any? Does it even matter?
Unless if you've got a proficiency in it, it matters.
Nat 20.
Okay.
Just good, because I only got a 1.
You recognize that there are obviously hundreds of books here. You notice a lot of books. And actually, you notice a lot of the titles. If you start pulling them off the shelves, not a lot of them you know, but some of them you know, and some of them are from Faerun, and they're valuable, like, first edition tomes.
I mean, pre-printing presses and everything in first edition.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's original pressings of the book where then, you know, later on people wanted additional pressings. So you're, like, finding folios and stuff that are incredibly rare. Very, very old.
Do you,
lots of stuff on...
Give me a couple titles or subject matters?
Huh?
Give me a couple subject matters.
There's stuff there on history, warfare, alchemy. There's works of poetry and fiction. There's brevity in it. There's a lot of differences here. Who else? So you two were in the other room. So Jeff, did you follow him in here?
Yeah, I wasn't dumb.
I know. Okay. I'm including other people. While you're looking at these books, he could be looking at something else.
Well, is any of them magic?
No.
No?
Other than some alchemical tomes that perhaps speak to... I mean, because obviously magic and alchemy aren't the same thing, but they are related.
Was there any books laying open, like by the chairs, or is there a table or anything?
I did read the description. There's a desk and there are some chairs. There's nothing...
Nothing on them?
Open. There is some stuff on the table.
What's on the table?
Jeff, would you like to do something?
Sorry. You're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I just didn't know if there's anything that...
I wanted to utilize my Nat 20 on the book readings.
No, you're good. What do you think?
Are you okay? Mm-hmm. Is it tired, or are you mad at the game?
No, I'm tired.
Okay.
The desk has several items resting atop it. An oil lamp, a jar of ink, a quill pen, a tinderbox, and a letter kit containing a red wax candle, 4 blank sheets of parchment, and a wooden seal.
What's the seal look like?
Windmill. These are all...
Gray animal.
It goes, arr.
Oh, my God. What the
fuck? Matt was generally confused at that joke.
Wait a minute.
There's
an animal on the fucking seal? Okay, windmill. Okay.
So that's what you see on top of the desk.
Open some drawers.
You find the drawers are empty with the exception of an iron key.
I pocket the key.
Okay. Are you guys doing anything in the room with the harp and the...
No, I'm walking out.
Okay.
I actually kind of want to go catch up with these guys, see what's in this other room.
Pither, are you following along, Mr. Colossus, sir?
No, I'll go upstairs.
Okay, you're going to go upstairs?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you going to get us first, or are you just going to go?
I'm going to go upstairs.
Okay.
I walk into the library. What do I see?
You see him going through the drawers, and you happen to see him holding an iron key.
No, I said I pocketed it.
You see him pocket an iron key.
Beans. Can I roll like a sleight of hand?
Not unless you're intentionally trying to hide it from the rogue.
I was trying to hide it, like, yeah, I am.
All right, then roll a sleight of hand versus a perception check.
21.
Jeff, you're in the room. If you'd like to see the key, you can... Nope, he doesn't see the key.
See the key. I'm mysterious.
Nope, no one knows that Matt has the iron key.
Okay. Do I need to perception check the rest of the room?
That's up to you. No one's...
Like, hey, Lestat, check out all these books over here. Do you like poetry?
These books look old.
I know. I think we can get some money.
Okay, there's books, there's a desk, there's some chairs. Is there anything else in here?
There's a painting of a windmill.
Painting a windmill. Is that right?
Yeah. Does that painting look interesting?
You can attempt to perceive that if you like.
15?
You do not see anything special about that painting. But as you're scanning the room, right, and you're sort of analyzing it, you're a rogue. You're looking for hidden spaces, right?
Yes.
You realize that there's something over there on the other side of the room.
I go to it.
Something looks weird. And you're pretty
sure... It's a dead baby.
Not yet. That's in a different room. You actually notice that... So you've got all these rows of books, right? And as you're sort of glancing at the painting and looking about the room, you notice that one of these... The way that the shelf is, there's something not right about that. And as you approach, you can clearly tell that one of those books is not a book.
I pull on it.
As you pull on it, you hear a click, and you feel the shelf move towards you a little bit.
Does the door, is it a hidden door?
It topples on you and
Is it a hidden door?
Yeah, it's hinged, the whole shelf.
Can I open it?
Sure.
What's behind it?
We will get there. I want to go back to
the... Does our passive perception, do we know that he opened it?
Do we have any idea where he is?
At the moment, no. Troy, you go up to the third floor.
Needs to split the party.
We're in a house.
Yeah. You go up to the third floor, and as you reach the top of the stairs, it's no longer a massive room. You kind of walk into a hallway, and as you walk into a hallway, it's sort of 15 by 10, so it's 10 feet across from you, and you got 15 to both, or you got 7.5 to both sides, right? And you've got doors to the left and to the right, and you see another ornate piece of armor sitting right in the middle across from you. I think there's more description. Give me a second here.
Sure.
It is. You notice that there's a change in the room now. Everything else has seemed like someone just left the room and it's gotten cold. This third floor is dusty. The suit of black plate armor is standing against one wall draped in cobwebs. There are oil lamps mounted on the oak paneled walls. You can't see stuff. So you can't see any details.
I will light a torch.
There we go. You see that there are oil lamps mounted on the oak paneled walls, which appear to be carved with woodland scenes of trees, falling leaves, and tiny critters.
Okay. Can I inspect the armor?
You can.
Nice. That's a 19.
Yeah, plus whatever.
You rolled a 19?
Am I investigating?
Well, you're something.
Well, I mean, it's either a 21 or a 23.
Right. Yeah. Remember that 19 for a second.
The armor's going to come to life and attack you.
Fuck beans.
Oh. Cool. So... Back in the room, so you all see Lucas open up the hatch, and as you open up the hatch, you see that it swings open on a switch disguised to look like a red-covered book with a blank spine. The secret room contains bookshelves packed with tomes. A heavy wooden chest with clawed iron feet stands against the opposite wall, its lid half closed. Sticking out of the chest is a skeleton in leather armor. Clutched in the skeleton's left hand is a letter.
I guess I'll pick up the scary letter.
Okay.
Is that all that's in here?
Yes, lots of tomes, chest, skeleton with its hand inside the chest.
Hand inside the chest.
Yep. And in the other hand, it appears to be holding a letter.
All right, well, let's check the letter before I try to open the chest.
Okay. Are you going to roll a perception or an investigation as you walk in?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to assume that would be a good call.
I thought that's why I asked if that was everything.
It is, unless you investigate.
13.
As you get closer to the skeleton, you realize that it belongs to a human, and you see that there are three darts stuck in its armor and rib cage.
Okay. So it appears to be that the trap has already been sprung.
Correct.
Okay.
And you see a letter in its hand.
I'll pick up the letter. Before I read it, I want to open the chest.
Sure.
Three darts come out of the wall behind you.
Go ahead. You can look in it. Yeah. You find three books, three scrolls, and some additional paper.
I'll take everything that's in there.
Sure.
What kind of books are these?
As you flip through the books, they appear to be blank. They're okay. Just blank books bound in leather.
Okay, what are these scrolls?
Do you read magic?
I don't know.
No.
Is that a certain kind of language?
No, I'm assuming that you would need some sort of arcana roll, otherwise it just looks like
ridiculous. I can roll arcana, I guess.
Because we still haven't figured out how identify works yet, have we?
What do you mean?
To know whether or not, I don't know if people would inherently know if they come across magical scrolls or not.
I rolled an
8. Like if Lucas just sees something that says, Ooga Booga Wookie Nipple Pinchy, is he going to know that it's a spell or if it's bogus or whatever it is?
I rolled an 8.
Kind of look like magical scrolls.
Okay, I'll put those in my pack until I can find someone who reads magic to look at those.
Okay.
The books are just blank.
Yep.
But they're in a chest.
Sure.
They seem important. I'll take them anyway.
Okay.
Have Jeff and I wandered in here?
I would assume so, yes.
No.
Would either of you like to do anything since you wandered in?
Read the letter.
Okay.
I want to grab the three darts from the guy's neck and armor and stuff.
Okay.
I'm proficient with darts.
Sure.
Sure. You have three darts. Give me an investigation when you pull those.
4.
Okay.
They're darts.
They're darts. I wonder if there's any poison in it. I didn't.
Well, that would be a survival roll.
Would be a
7.
So I didn't make this one because it was inside the thing. So I was hoping you weren't going to find the secret room yet, and I was going to make you one. So you don't actually have paper for this one. I'll write it out later so you have it. So this letter is sealed, is wax sealed. The wax seal has already been broken, but it's still intact. You will notice that it seems to have. It does not. Oh. It actually seems to have the winged bird with shield behind it. And it reads as follows, in a long flowing script. My most pathetic servant, I am not a messiah sent to you by the dark powers of this land. I have not come to lead you on a path to immortality. However many souls you have bled on your hidden altar, however many visitors you have tortured in your dungeon, know that you are not the ones who brought me to this beautiful land. You are but worms writhing in my earth. You say that you are cursed, your fortune spent. You abandoned love for madness, took solace in the bosom of another woman, and sired a stillborn son. Cursed by darkness? Of that I have no doubt. Save you from your wretchedness? I think not. I much prefer you as you are. Your dread lord and master, Strahd von Zarovich.
The monster in the basement. It's not the daughter. It's the mom.
Or the stillborn turned into a vampire.
Well, we didn't get to the basement, so.
A fetus pyre.
I guess I'll share the letter with everyone, since that's what we do.
As you guys do, you hear a loud clatter above you. Mm-hmm. You rolled a 19, right?
And I say, da fuck?
A base 19.
Right. I'm going to give you credit since you did roll a 19. You begin approaching this armor of full plate, right? And as you approach his armor of full plate, it's probably your honed natural instincts. You see the armor move, and you happen to dodge out of the way as it runs across the room and slams into the wall beside what you were just standing. And you see it turn to face you. So,
I run upstairs after my friend.
5, 10, 15.
I don't know if he's up there. Never mind.
You're sort of here. There's a wall kind of here. I wish I had my markers over here now. This armor is... I know, I haven't gotten that far yet. The armor is there. The stairs are over here. They're 10 feet wide, so they're there-ish. And we'll take initiatives.
He's upstairs. We're not even on the same floor.
I know, but I want to know how everyone's going to react.
10.
6.
10.
Who's got the higher dex?
Unnatural 20. What's
your dex?
Plus 3.
Okay. All right. Now let's roll for the animated suit of armor. Don't you just love the inanimate objects that come to life, Troy? Aren't they your favorite?
Total.
Could have been a rug.
Could have.
Oh, wait, that hasn't aired yet.
So for you guys, just so you guys know, it is 80 feet of movement to get upstairs to the third floor from where you guys are currently at.
Okay.
And
so I didn't want to go into this house.
I wanted to say something about things I want to do.
And it is Jeff's turn. So you guys hear a loud crash upstairs.
I run.
Yeah.
I want to reverse my turn.
So you all are just double moving?
Yep.
So that, Jeff, that puts you 30 feet from the top of the stairs.
Yep.
Everyone else would be 25 feet.
Okay.
So you're basically at the foot of the stairs and getting ready to run up their spiral staircasiness. Troy.
So we don't have line of sight from where we are.
No, not yet.
You said it's how long?
It's about 80 feet for them. 80 feet to get there.
Okay.
The way that the stairs are curved, they're quite spirally. So it's actually 25 squares of movement to get up the stairs, but it's not actually, because that would be weird. So here you are, standing opposite the suit of armor, which has crashed into a wall over here and has turned to face ye. I'll actually put him there. That's more wall.
I will ready in action.
You dodge. You don't move out of the room.
I mean, what's dodge going to do? Run, I mean...
Gives him disadvantage to hit you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to dodge every time so he doesn't hit me? And then just let
maybe him... until you're backed up.
Right, just...
Okay.
So you're going to ready in action. You're going to ready
my
in
character would...
No, you're right. Absolutely right.
Barbarian. Although I don't know that I would attack it right off. So, I mean, would I glean that it tried to grab me and ran past me or and missed or...
Yeah, no, it... You would know that it attempted to slam you into the wall. In fact, if it could have, it probably would have pushed you down the stairs.
Okay.
You sort of went, huh, and jumped out of the way.
Gotcha.
Push it down the stairs.
But as it went flailing to grab, push, slam anything, and then it slammed into the wall. But do keep in mind, even though this wall is here, there is a bit of a balcony here, so you can actually, like, if you glance, you're tall enough, you probably don't need to glance, you see that everyone's right here. On their next move, they're going to be up here.
Yeah. I will ready in action.
To
attack it if it attacks me.
Okie dokie.
Pretty safe assumption that it might.
Yep. Here it comes. So it's going to swing at you. It will, order of operations here. I'm going to go ahead and say that you will attack it when it gets within range. I think that's better. Now, did you draw a weapon ahead of time?
Yes.
So you drew an action. There we go. We're getting there. One of these days. Go right ahead, Troy. Take a swing at it.
And a miss. 13?
No. It is a suit of armor.
Oh, yeah.
So you take a swing at it. And it's going to take a swing at you. And it rolls a that. 10 doesn't hit.
Nope.
Swings again. That hits. It's like a 22. 6 damage.
Metal.
So it comes up and just swings with both hands and just whop, whop. And knocks you down. Everyone continues, I'm assuming?
Yep.
Jeff, you will actually land here at the start of your turn if you single move.
Okay.
What are all the dice?
This is a wall, this is a wall. This is the entrance to the stairwell. So you are there, Jeff. And you see a suit of armor standing over the top of your knockdown Goliath friend.
Mm-hmm. Is that a touch spell?
You got touch it?
Oh, I'm going to taunt it. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Hey, while he's looking that up, did you know there's a Lord of the Rings D&D 5 game?
Yeah, no, I had seen that.
Was.
Throw your hammer at it.
So I moved?
Yes, in order, that is your one set of movement. Now,
as I'm moving, I will draw a hand axe.
Okay, so you've got a hand axe out.
And I will chuck it at it.
Cool. Throw away. Roll well. You hit it. Right in the back of its held head.
Crit?
No.
No. You roll well.
Five.
Five total damage. Okay. So you roll a hand axe, and you actually split the armor in the back. If I can write my pen. You split the armor in the back as it sets inside its head, and you see the swiveled helm turn and look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas, you could be here or here if you take one set of movement.
I don't want to be close to it.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. You can be here, 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 or here.
I'll stand behind the dwarf.
Okay.
And shoot things at it.
Fire away.
Shoot fireballs at it. Nope.
Okay, plank.
I imagine a 12 will not hit.
Nope. Stuck in the wall behind it. It's going to turn because it rolled better than that. And it's going to throw itself at the first thing it sees. It's going to swing at you, healer. That's a crit.
Fail.
Yeah.
For the people at home.
No,
it falls down the stairs.
We're going to find out. Absolutely it does.
Does crit fail twice?
No, but it rolled low enough that it might as well. So this thing comes flying at Jeff,
go, huh?
Swings at you, and just sort of misses with both hands.
And nails Lucas on the way past.
And tumbles down.
I just want to say, in my head, it's playing out. It tries to do a drop kick, but it didn't realize that you were half-size, and it went sailing right over your head.
I will say, for Bozak and Lestat, make me dex saving throws.
Sure.
Just
roll
on
dex.
Yep.
No.
No, yeah, your dex saving throw. 19.
9. You rolled a 9 total.
Yeah.
As it flails by, it clocks you for 3 points of damage.
That's right.
As it tumbles all the way down, I'm going to give it falling damage. Okay. And it's laying in a heap right at... Basically, Matt, you happen to roll out of the way, but Lucas gets caught. Sure, we'll say it was... I'm going to say not a drop kick, but I'm going to say it was swinging. And didn't realize how short the dwarf was. Swung over the top, clocked Lucas. Lucas falls to a heap against the wall. It trips, falls all the way down the stairs, and is laying prone.
When it was going past me, could I have, at least on my turn, have reached out and touched?
No. You're too busy getting out of its way.
Right on.
It is your turn, and it is laying prone about 15 feet down the stairs from you.
I go up to it, and I shocking grasp.
Go right ahead.
Which gets advantage because nice. It's in metal armor.
You get absolute all advantages because not only is it in metal armor, it's only metal armor.
So should I just roll it 3 times then?
No.
Okay, well, we're going to do it again. 10 plus...
Not enough.
15. 15 hits?
Does it do half damage? No. Yeah, that's not enough.
Not enough what?
You don't beat its armor class with a 15.
15 beans.
It's a suit of armor.
It is a suit of armor. What is your armor class with a suit of armor on?
What kind?
Well, you were what would full plate be?
18.
With a shield. You don't have a shield, it'd be 16.
No.
No.
Full plate is 18.
Fuck. Jeff, it's your turn.
Sacred Flame.
Go for it, man.
Roll a save.
What is it, Dex?
Yeah, 14.
I'm going to assume it's at disadvantage because it's prone?
Sure.
It rolled a 14.
What is Sacred Flame? A D8?
You use it for easier.
It's a D8.
3 points of damage.
No, you fucking spells, Jeffrey.
He hasn't had 8 months to learn them yet.
It's been 12 months. 14 months.
I was being generous. It is Lucas, make a death saving throw. Oof. One fail.
Almost a bad fail.
Troy, make a death saving throw.
Yes.
Cool.
Did you get 18?
Matt, you're standing right beside it. It's your turn.
Kill it this time, please.
Shocking grasp it again.
Cool. Roll that at sweet advantage.
Fuck.
Or wait. That's fine. Go ahead. I did this out of order, but that's all right.
Fuck. I fucking missed again.
All right. It's going to stand up and take a swing at you. And miss. Poorly, I'm going to imagine. Yeah, your armor class is higher than 7.
Yeah.
Whose turn is it? I did that out of order, so now it's Jeff's turn.
Spare the dying on Lucas.
Lucas, does that put him at 0 or is it 1 hit point?
Yeah, stable.
You are stable, Lucas.
I was already there.
You weren't stable.
I don't have to keep rolling.
No, you don't have to roll anymore.
You are not in danger of dying unless it attacks you again.
Troy, roll me a death saving throw, please.
Pass.
Cool. Now I'm going to let it go first because it was supposed to go first last time. It is now standing up right in front of you, Matt, so it's going to take its first swing. Nope. Rolled a 3. Second swing, rolled a 17, so I'm going to imagine that hits.
Yeah.
6 damage.
Wow.
Boom!
That guy falls down. back
this
to
is
the,
clearly how this campaign's going to go.
Matt, make a death saving throw.
Pass.
Okay. Jeff.
No, what we need to do is like circle the perimeter and kill a bunch of animals in the forest and we level up and cheat. Like
Sacred do, Flame.
Yep,
like
go right ahead.
Trying to get your gym
it's a dex save, right?
Yeah.
Nope, does not make it.
3 damage.
You didn't even roll it, you just dropped it.
Cool.
That's all he has energy for.
Death saving throw, Troy.
No. Oh, yeah.
Pass.
You are now stable. You don't need to make any more. You're stable. It's going to climb the stairs and get right up behind you, but it's not. It's got to travel too far to make an attack.
Okay.
So it is now engaged with you. Matt, death saving throw?
Pass.
All right. It's 2 passes for you, right?
Yep.
Jeff, it is your turn. Smite it, oh holy smiter of
peace. Yeah, I'll try and smack it with a hammer.
Go for it.
Can I go for
it? I don't think that's going to do anything. That's an 11.
Nope. Swing and miss. Nope. Probably not. Tracy?
18.
Nope. Close. Yeah, you can go ahead and keep that rolling.
Sorry.
No, you're all right. Matt has 1 less death saving throw to make.
Fail.
Okay. You can keep that roll if you want to keep
18.
It. 18. Hits. Smite hit.
9.
Just because I'm enjoying this picture in my mind. Nope. You smack it and you tear off another one of its arms between the shocking grasp and the 2 hits, you know, pieces of metal are flying all around. You hit it hard enough that it falls against the rail. You almost think it's going to flip down the stairs again, but it holds its ground. It's going to haul off and swing at you. No. Matt, make a death saving throw.
Fail.
All right. Oh, holy smiter of smiting things.
How far away from me is Matt?
He's on the ground.
Yeah, I know.
If you disengage and jump the rail, you can do it.
How far away? How high up am I?
I mean, it's going to be a... You can... If tumble was still a thing, I'd say you can tumble. Toss me in acrobatics, and I'd say you can do it.
Shit.
It ain't worth it. I'll make a new character. It's okay.
Fuck it. I'll run.
Okay.
Run right past it.
Okay.
Take your attack.
Whack. Gotcha. 2 damage.
I'll get down to him and
Shazam.
Yes.
Spare the dying.
Yeah.
So everyone is stabilized. It's coming up to you. It can't swing. It's got too many bodies to dodge that are laying on the stairs.
Sacred flame.
Okay.
Isn't your hammer going to do more damage?
Possibly. If I can hit it.
So what you're doing.
Okay, I'll hit it with my hammer.
Use your inspiration.
I don't have an inspiration.
You all should have started with an inspiration.
Well, shit.
Oh,
well.
You can tell us that.
That shit. You all should have started with an inspiration. For fuck's sake. Please roll your damage. Oh, look, it's dead. How much damage did you do?
8. Wait, no, it's still alive.
What did you tell us at the beginning when we were supposed to start on this from each?
Don't, it wouldn't. What it, he just did, just don't.
Yeah.
Just leave it.
Just don't.
Let the sleeping dogs lie next to our prone bodies.
As so Jeff
jumps rails and kills armors and saved our lives.
Jeff, with one mighty blow, knocks its heads off, and it stops moving. And you're surrounded yet again by unconscious bodies of your entire party.
But we're all stable, so let's take a nap. Jeff, you get first watch.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.